Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Gimel. We're beginning about a third of the way down, 12 lines from the Taf Kuf Gimel Omed Aleph. Yesterday we had a whole discussion, different opinions amongst the Amoraim as to what the proper order is when you have Shabbos night, Motzei Shabbos, which is Yontif. So how do we do the Kiddush and Havdalah that you do during the combined Kiddush Havdalah that you say at the meal? So we continue along that similar discussion today, starting with the words Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Levei Rava. He went to visit Rava. Now, Rashbam brings us down that this was on a Motzei Shabbos. But it was a Motzei Shabbos Shel Chol. So Sunday is not Yontif. So this was a regular Motzei Shabbos. And Aitu LeKamayu, they brought in front of Rava all the things necessary for the Havdalah. They brought in front of him the Ma'or and the Besamim, the candle and the Besamim. And Barich Rava Abesamim Bereisha, V'hadar Amor. And Rava first made the bracha on the besamim. First he made the bar piagafen, then he made the bracha bari mine besamim, and then he made the bracha bari mi oriu eish, as we are of course accustomed to doing. But Amar Lei, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda questioned this, and he said to him, "Oha, bein beis Shammai ubein beis Hillel maor bereisha v'hadar besamim." He says, "I don't understand. Why did you do the besamim before you do the bari mi oriu eish? After all, don't Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree that the Bori Meyori HaEish, the Ma'or, comes before the Besamim? Where is this? Umayhi?" So Gemara says, "Tnan." This is a Mishnah from Brachos. And the Rashbam tells us that this Mishnah is talking about Hecha De'en Lo Ela Kos Hecha. Like we learned in yesterday's shir, if you only have one cup, so then you combine the benching, because you only have one cup of wine, you want to bench a la kos. They used to always bench a la kos. Today we're much more lenient and we don't always bench a la kos, but we probably should in any event. So they had only one cup of wine, so they wanted to combine the Havdalah and the benching. So the Mishnah in Brachos says that Tanan. The opinion of Beis Shammai is as follows. Beis Shammai Yomrim, that first you make the Bracha on Borei Meyori HaEish first. Then you make the benching, umazon. Then you take out the besamim. And then, v'havdalah, you make the hamav ben kodesh l'chol. Now, in this order, the ner comes before the besamim. Now, Beis Hillel doesn't disagree with that. Beis Hillel omrim, ner also, they agree, comes first. But then they do the besamim. And only afterwards do they do the benching, umazon. And finally, the havdalah at the end. So both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both say that the ner comes before the besamim. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says to Rava, how come you did the besamim in front of the ner? That's the question. So Rava responds, Rava replies, and he says, Ane Rava Basrei, V'yama. Rava responds back to Rav Yehuda Bar Yehuda, and he says, that is only the opinion of Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion in this Mishnah as to what the machlokas is between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. However, Avol Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has a different understanding of that machlokas, which is the way that we paskin. And that is, Lo Nechlaku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, Al Hamazon Shu Betchila, that you start off with the Birchas Hamazon, and Bial Havdalah Shi Besof, and that you conclude with the Havdalah. So that is Lekuli Alma, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that you start off with the benching and you end with the Havdalah. And the only machlokis, Amar Nechlaku, the only difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is which one comes first, the Bori Meyori HaEish or the Besamim. And in this situation, Ala Ma'or V'Ala Besamim, Beis Shammai Omrim Ma'or first, V'Achakach Besamim, which is what you had thought everybody agrees to. But will Beis Hillel disagree? Beis Hillel omrim, besamim come first, bori mine besamim comes first, and only afterwards, v'achakach bori mi oreish, v'achakach ma'or. And on this, the Abba of Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, in regard to this double machlokis, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, as to what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say, that how do we paskin? No, go on, the Velt paskins, Beis Hillel, like the opinion of Beis Hillel, that's not surprising at all, but according to which version? Rav Meir's version or Rabbi Yehuda's version? Baliba the Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, we do Yayin, and then we do the Besamim, and then we do Ner, and then we do Havdalah. Incidentally, the Rashbam says over here that the reason why everybody agrees that you do the benching first before the Havdalah, he says, Kivan de Gomar Sudaso, Bahu Mukhuya Beresha. That's the first obligation that you have. Vein Mavir and Al Mitzvos. And therefore, we don't pass over the Mitzvos. So you do the benching first, and only afterwards do you do the rest of the Havdalah, the Yayin, the Besamim, the Ner, and then the Hamadu Ben Kodesh L'chol. Tosfos asks an interesting question. Dibro Maskul of Yomer Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is famous throughout Shas for saying that we paskin like a Stam Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah in Brachos was Ditznan. It was a plain Stam Mishnah. It tells us the opinion of Beis Shammai and the opinion of Beis Hillel, but it doesn't attribute it to Rav Meir. So, therefore, it's a Stam Mishnah. How come Rav Yochanan doesn't paskin like this Stam Mishnah, and instead he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda? So, Tosfos suggests that he had, at the end of this Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So, it actually said that, Beferish. And therefore, he doesn't paskin like this Mishnah. He paskins like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not going against a Stam Mishnah. Tosfos also points out that this Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, Noaguaam, is a little bit different. Sometimes we have Noaguaam, it means this is the way the people do it, but we don't paskin this in shul publicly. So he says, no, this in fact is the way we tell the people, this is the halach l'maisa. We halachically say this publicly, we should follow this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara continues, tells us another interesting story. Rav Yaakov bar Abba, Ikla bei Rava. Just like we just had Rav Huna bar Yehuda went to the house of Rava, we have another story. The Rav Yaakov bar Abba went to the house of Rava. And the Rashbam tells us this was on Shabbos. He was there for Shabbos. And it's going to relate to us several questions that he had during the activities of Shabbos, why Rava did what he did. So the first question is as follows. He saw Friday night, Chazya de Baruch, Bari Priyagofen, Akasa Kamwa. He saw that Rava made a Bari Priya Gofim when he made Kiddush on Friday night, and then he saw later on when he benched, V'hadu Baruch Akasa de Birchosa. And after the benching, he made another Bari Priya Gofim. He benched Alakos, and he made a Bari Priya Gofim at the conclusion of benching. He made two Bari Priya Gofims, one during Kiddush, and one during the Birchosa Mosun. And then he drank from it, V'ishti. Now, Rav Yaakov bar Abba asked him, he says, Amalei, Loma Loch Kulei Hai. Why did you have to make another Bracha on the benching? You made an original Bori Priya Gofen at the start of the meal. Doesn't that pater all the wine that you're going to drink during the meal, including the wine that you're drinking as part of your Bracha Alakos of benching? That's the question that he asked him. HaBorich Lon Mar Chodo Zimna. You already made a Bracha up front. Why did you have to make another Bracha, another Bori Priya Gofen at the same meal? Albeit it was at the conclusion of the meal, it was as part of the benching. And Tosfos strengthens his question by pointing out the Gemara in Brachos, which says, "Berech al yayin shlifnei hamazon." If you make a Bari Priya Gofen before you start the meal, "Poto yayin shli achar mazon." It exempts you from having to make another Bari Priya Gofen, certainly on the wine in the middle of the meal, but even on the wine after the meal. "Hanuli achar esuda," and here there it says, "V'kodem birchas hamazon." Shayugurin lishdos yayin achar esuda kodem birchas hamazon. So if it exempts the wine before birchas hamazon, he was asking, maybe it should also exempt the wine that comes after the Birchas HaMazon. That's the question that Rav Yaakov bar Abba asks to Rava. Rava says, Amalei, ki avinon be Reish Galuso, hochi adinon. This is the way they did it in the Reish Galuso's house, and that's why I do it over here. Rav Yaakov bar Abba is not satisfied with that answer. He says, there's a difference between the Reish Galuso's house and your house. Amalei, he says to Rava, Tainach be Reish Galuso, leave aside the house of the Reish Galuso. The hochi avid, that it was done that way over there, is irrelevant. Why? Because the sofek Maisilon, Sofek, Lo Maisilon. Because in the house of Reish Galuso, you have no idea what's coming up next. So therefore, you get a cup of wine. For all you know, that's the only cup of wine you're going to get. So you have no expectation that you're going to get additional wine down the line. And therefore, you would make a Bari Priya Gofen, it's only for that. This is Halacha L'Maisa. If a person, let's say, has an apple in his house, he only has one apple, he makes a Bari Priya, eats on the apple. And then, somebody brings him unexpectedly another apple. Even though he's eating right after the first apple, he has to make another Bari Priya Eitz because it wasn't in his mind. His original bracha didn't go on the second apple. There was no second apple in his house. He had no expectation of getting it. So too, Rav Yaakov bar Abba says, in the Reish Galuso's house, they gave you a cup of wine. You had no idea there would be additional wine. So yes, I understand why in the Reish Galuso's house, they had to make a second bracha on the second cup of wine because it wasn't included, so to say, in the deal. They didn't expect to get it. That's in the Reish Galuso's house. Hacha, here in your house, Homanach Kasa Kamon V'daito Nilove. You know exactly that you have another cup for benching. So when you made the original bracha, Bari Priya Gofen, on the Kiddush, you knew there was going to be another cup for benching, and therefore you automatically should have had it in mind. Why did you make a second Bari Priya Gofen on the coast Shal Bracha of benching? So Rava says, no, I was correct. Amalei. And no, Avde, the way I acted by making the second bracha is ketamide de Rav. It's like the Tamidim of Rav. Which Tamidim of Rav? The Rav Bruna, the Rav Chananel. These are two of the Tamidim of Rav that are mentioned sometimes throughout Shas. And they were Tamidim of Rav, famous Tamidim of Rav, and Havayasi Bisudasa, they were one sitting by Rav at the meal. We turn to Kuf Gimel Omid Beis, and what happened? Koi Alayu of Yeva Saba. The Rashbam says this koyalayu is the targum of the words that we have in Chumash, vuomed alehem tachasu etz vayochelu. This is when the three angels come to visit Avram Avinu, so he stands over them and he's mishamish them. That's what it says, vuomed alehem targumim, and the targum explains it, that it's koyalayu. He's standing over them. So Rav Yehuda Saba was the waiter, he was the wine steward, and he was taking care of them. So Amulei, they said to Rav Yehuda Saba, please, havlon v'nivrech, we're done with the meal, bring us a cup of wine, and we'll go and do benching. But then, l'sov, they changed their mind, ultimately, Amulei, havlon v'nishte, no, we're going to take this additional cup of wine that you bring us, and we're going to drink from it, and not end our meal, and not bench on it. When Rav Yehuda Saba heard this, Amar Lahu, he said to them, Hochiyam Rav, this is the way Rav Paskin. He told the Talmidim of Rav, Rav Chananel and Rav Bruna, that your Rebbe said as follows, Hochiyam Rav, Kivin Damrisu, Havlon V'Nivrech, when you tell somebody, go and bring me the coast of benching, that's essentially saying the meal is over. And it's Surah Lechu Lemishte, and you're no longer allowed to drink. You have to go bench right away. As an aside, there are those who say you can't even talk. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down, you're not even allowed to talk. Once you say, you're not allowed to talk at all. He says, even once you wash your hands, you're not allowed to talk at all because you're showing essentially that you're about to bench. So therefore, when you say havlon v'nivrech, that's concluding the meal. And therefore, you drink something else, you're going to have to make a new bracha rishona. My timer, daschisu dataychu. Because you've essentially said, I'm giving up on any more drinking, and therefore, you have excluded the original bracha that you made from going any further. And therefore, any new drinking that you're doing, you're essentially starting a new course of drinking, and therefore you have to make a new bracha rishona. So that's what Rava told Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, that I'm holding like these Talmidim of Rav, that you have to make a new bracha, because when you say, Havlon the Nivrich, bring me the benching, so that it ends the meal. And now, when I take the coast of benching, and I want to drink it, I had excluded that from the original bracha rishona, because the benching, so to say, stopped that meal, and now I have to make a new bracha rishona. Similarly, Ameimar, Umar Zutra, Ravashi, these three great Amaroyim, have a Yasav Yisuda, one sitting down together at a meal, but Koyalayu, Rav Acha, Bred the Rava, and they were being served by Rav Acha, who was the son of Rava. So these three great Amoraim were sitting there, and Ameimar Baruch al Kokasa Vakasa. Every time they gave him a new cup of wine, Ameimar made a new Bari Priya Gofen. Marzutra, what did he do? Baruch Akasa Kama, the Akasa Basra. He did, like Rava just did, he made a Bracha Rishona, Bari Priya Gofen, and then he didn't make any additional Bari Priya Gofens during the meal, but when he benched Alakos, he then made a new Bari Priya Gofen afterwards. And finally, Ravashi, he just did one Bracha, Baruch Akasa Kama, Besula Baruch, and then he didn't make any additional brachas of Bari Priya Gofen, even on the cup of benching. So these three Amorayim each did three different practices. So the waiter, the wine steward, Rav Acha Bred Rava, asked them, what's going on? So Amalu Rav Acha Barava, Anan Keman Novid, I see three different practices over here. What is the halacha? Who should I follow? So the Gemara says, Ameimar said, this is what I did. Ameimar's opinion was that you have to make a separate bracha on each cup. So Ameimar said, Nimlachana, I had no intention of drinking more than one cup. So when they brought me a second cup, I changed my mind. And I said, okay, now I'm going to have a new cup. This is requiring a new bracha. I had no expectation with my original Bari Priya Gofen that I would have any additional wine. So therefore, it's a brand new drinking, and therefore, I have to go make a brand new Bari Priya Gofen on each cup. That was Ameimar's explanation. Mazutra, who made the bracha at the beginning, and then he made a bracha on the benching, he says, I hold like Rava. I know, Da'avde Kitami did the Rav, like we just learned, Rav Bruna and Rav Chananel. What Rava said, I follow those Tamidim of Rav. So Mazutra said, I also follow the Tamidim of Rav, that you make a bracha at the beginning, the benching ends that bracha. I didn't have to make any additional brachas until the benching, but once I bench, so then that ends my original bracha rishona, and now I have to go make a new bracha rishona on the kosher bracha of benching. Ravashi didn't hold like that, because Ravashi said, Ravashi Amar, Les Hilchasuk HaTamid of the Rav. We don't follow that opinion of the Tamid of the Rav, that's incorrect. And the original Bari Priya Gofen can go all the way up to and including even the coast on benching. Now, why didn't Ravashi agree with the Tamid of the Rav? So he explains, Doha Yom Tov Shechol Yosa Achar HaShabbos, the case that we had from yesterday, when Sunday is Yontif, and now you're saying Havdalah. And what was Rav's opinion then? Rav's opinion was, if it's not the first day of Yom Tov, it's the last day of Pesach, so then there's no Zman. So you just say Yakna, you make the Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Now, in that situation, you make one Bari Priya Goffin. You make the Bari Priya Goffin at the beginning, that goes on the Kiddush, and that same Bari Priya Goffin also goes on the Havdalah. Now, Rab did not require you to make two Bari Priya Goffins, and therefore, I hold that you don't make two Bari Priya Goffins, even if the Kiddush and the benching are separated in time. The one Bari Priya Goffin on the Kiddush can also go on the benching, just like the one Bari Priya Goffin in Yakna, when you're making the Matzei Shabbos, going into Sunday, the last day of Pesach, so then you still only make one Bari Priya Goffin for Kiddush and Havdalah, so too, you can make only one Bari Priya Goffin for Kiddush and benching. That's what Rav Ashi said. However, the Gemara says that's a fallacious argument. Belohi, that's incorrect. Why? Hasam akar daite mishtaya. By benching, by definition, the benching means I'm done with my drinking. And therefore, how can your Bari Priya Goffin from before benching go on the kosher bracha of benching itself? That's why you have to make, according to Rav, two separate Bari Priya Goffins. As opposed to this Kiddush Havdalah deal, hachal akar daite mishtaya. He has the cup in front of him. He says the first bracha on Kiddush, and then he says the second bracha on Havdalah. It's the same cup in front of him. So why would it need a second Bari Priya Goffin? So there's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah versus Kiddush and then a subsequent benching, a kos shel bracha. In Tosos, Dira Masko, Rav Ashi, Baruch HaKasa Kamah, Vesulom Baruch. So Tosos brings down, in the middle of Tosos, about 5 lines into this Tosos, he says, Im Tomar, Im Kein Amai Mevorchin Bekos Sheni Sha'achar HaGodah Bori Priya Goffin. So when we have the Seder, so we know the Minhag Ashkenaz is that you make a separate Bari Priya Goffin on all 4 cups of wine. So he says, according to this, your original kos, you have in mind that you're going to drink additional kosos, so why do we make a separate Bari Priya Goffin? Afilu te agada tuna kos, even if you want to say that the agada requires a kos, the opinion of many is that the kos is filled, and the Rav Zatzal, Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, I heard that he held the kos during the entire Magid, because the Magid, the Haggadah, is on the kos. Nevertheless, Ein Tzarech Levaruch, you shouldn't have to make a Bari Priya Goffin on it. The law have a hefsik kid Amar Hacha, because it's not considered hefsik. According to Rav Ashi, the benching is not considered a hefsik. Certainly, the Haggadah should not be considered a hefsik. So how can we make a second Bari Priya Goffin? Why do Ashkenazim do that? So Tosus answers, Yish Lomar, the Haggadah v'Halel nami have a hefsik. He says, no, the Haggadah and as well Halel are a hefsik, and therefore you require a second Bari Priya Goffin on the second cup. And that's why you acquire an additional Bari Priya Goffin, not only on benching, but on the fourth cup as well, because the halal is considered an interruption between the Bari Priya Goffin on the benching and the fourth kosher bracha at the Seder. Even though technically, Arminig is not to do this, but technically if you want to have additional wine between the first and the second cup, you'd be allowed to have additional glass of wine, and you would not make a new Bari Priya Goffin on it. He says, however, once you start the bracha that's preceding the Bari Priya Goffin for the second cup, then you start Asher Go'alnu, so then you're not allowed to go and drink. And therefore, it is considered a hefsek. And therefore, that's like Rebbe Kamo Birchas HaMozon, the Maskinan. The Maskinan of Agamara was Hacha, the Tzarech Levarech. So just like benching is going to be an interruption, the bracha of Asher Go'alnu is considered an interruption, and that's why Ashkenazim make a second bracha, Bari Priya Goffin, on the second coast and also on the fourth coast, because the Halal is also considered an interruption. However, he says, we call Makom, Choshev Kiddush b'makom Suda. But that leads to another question, Tosa says. Then, when you're going and making your original Kiddush, Kiddush has to be b'makom Suda. We passed like Shmuel that we learned the other day that Kiddush has to be b'makom Suda. So, if you're interrupting, so then maybe you might have thought that your original Kiddush isn't going on the Suda. So, he says, for that, it's not considered an interruption. So, he says, b'makom Choshev Kiddush b'makom Suda. The le'inyan zeh, lo chashiva hagod hefsek. In that regard, the Haggadah is not considered an interruption. The bracha asher go'alnu and maybe the Haggadah are considered an interruption that you need to make a new Bari Priya Goffin, but they're not considered an interruption that it's not called Kiddush b'makom Suda. Tosafot then has another question. He says, according to what you just said, ulamai de perishis, that which we explained, the havi Haggadah hefsik, if you're telling me the Haggadah is a hefsik, that's why you have to make a new Bari Priya Goffin, so then, tzarech levarech, acha yirakos, bari nefashos. So then after you have the karpas, you should have to go and make a Bari Nefashos because the rest of the Haggadah is considered a hefsek. So you can't be yotze with the benching for the karpas. Because of this question, that's one of the reasons why many people have the custom not to go and eat a kezayis. Therefore, you're not mechuyev in a bracha achrona after the karpas. Tosu says, based upon this as well, that you should also have to go gamnira levorach achar kol arba kosos al hagefen. You should have to make an al hagefen after each one of the four cups of wine, because you're drinking more than a revius there, so you're chayiv in the bracha of al hagefen. Ideally, you should have more than a revius. Minimum, you should have a melo lugmav. But if you have it the full revius, so then you'd be mechuyev in the bracha of al hagefen. And since the Haggadah is an interruption, so then you should have to make an al hagefen, just like you should have to make a bari nefashos on the carpus if you had the shear. With the one exception, chutz mikosheni, which is hasamach lesuda. So for the second kos, you wouldn't have to. But for the first kos, and for the fourth kos, you should have to make an al hagefen.
He says the same thing would be if somebody's drinking the revius of the kos of Erisin, and then they have the kos of Nisuin, should have to make a separate alagefin because they've considered interruptions in between.
Lamaisa, we do not paskin like this tosos in terms of we do not make an alagefin on the first kos. We don't consider the Asher Ga'alnu or the Haggadah to be a significant interruption, and likewise, we would technically not make you make a bari nefashos. If a person did have a kezias, we don't make a bari nefashos, because we say that it's not considered an interruption, and the benching will satisfy the requirement for the bracha achrona on the karpas if you ate a kezias, and on the wine that you don't make an al hageh. Very important tosos here. Now we go back to the Gemara. It says, Kimoto liavdule, Rav Yaakov Barava went to Rava's house for Shabbos. We had the story of what happened on Friday night. Now, he stayed there till Motzi Shabbos, and Rava went to go and say Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos. Kivot al Avdule, when Rava went to go make Havdalah, his Shamish came along, his attendant in the house came along, Kom Shamoi, Va'adlik Avuka Mishraga. His Shamish came along, and he wasn't happy with just having a candle for Havdalah, but he lit a torch, a multi-wick type of a torch, like similar to what we do for Havdalah. Now, Yaakov Bar Abba was surprised at this, and he said to him, Omalei, lo meloch kulihai, why did you go to all this trouble to go and bring a separate torch? You already had a candle. You could have made the Bari Moriesh on the Shraga. Why did you, Bedavka, go and look for an Avuka? Lo meloch kulihai, why so much? Haman chashraga, you left aside the Shraga, and you specifically went to go take a torch. Why did you do so? So Omalei's Rabbi said, that wasn't me. I didn't do that. Shama, my shamis, midayti denavshei ka'ovit. He did it on his own. I didn't tell him to do that. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba was not accepting that answer. Amalei said, there's no way your shamish is doing anything in your house without you having told him exactly how to do this. Elo shmi'alei minei demar. If your shamish hadn't heard from you previously, I want to use badafka and avuka and not a shraga, lo havi ovit. He never would have done this on his own. Therefore, you must have taught him that you must use an avuka. So when Rava heard that Rav Yaakov Bar Abba said this, he said, Amalei. So Rava says to Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, don't you agree? Lo sovar lei mar, doesn't the master, calling Rav Yaakov Bar Abba the master, don't you agree? Avuko la Havdalah mitzvah na muvkar, that you should use a multi-wick candle for Havdalah. It should show and demonstrate the borei me'orei ha'esh, that there are many different colors of the fire. So we use a multiple wick candle, a torch, an avuka, to make Havdalah. Don't you agree with that then? Now, this is very, very strange. And the Mordechai asked this question. He brings it down the name of the Ri Mikorval. And he says, why didn't Rava give him this answer right away? When Rav Yaakov Bar Abba said, Lomaloch Kulehai, Haman Choshraga, you're leaving the candle and you're taking the torch, why did Rava say, nah, the Shamas is doing it on his own? And then he says, oh, don't you agree that you have to use a torch rather than a candle? Why didn't you just tell him, don't you agree? You have to use a torch rather than a candle. So what's going on over here? So the Mordechai explains in the name of the Ri Mikorval the following. He says, Rava thought the original question was, are you mechuyev to go and light a torch if you have a candle? And that's what he thought the question was. So he said, no, you technically don't have to. If you have a candle lit already, you're not mechuyev to go look for a torch. But then he saw that Rav Yaakov Bar Abba questioned them further, and he said, no, but you bedavka must have instructed him to go get a torch. So is there really no truth to the din that you have to have a torch at all? So now Rava understood that Rav Yaakov Bar Abba was asking, isn't it preferable to have a torch? And he said, yes, the halach is that in fact it is preferable l'chatchila to go and have a torch. It's only b'dieved. If you have the candle, you can be make the bar mi'areish on a candle. But you should ideally look for a multi-wick type of a torch rather than a single candle.
Taz understood it a little bit differently. The Taz understands it that he said, you had one candle. Why don't you just take another candle? This is what people do sometimes when they don't have a multi-wick Havdalah candle. They just put two candles together. And this way, you could do it that way. And instead of having a fancy Havdalah candle. So what the question was, according to the Taz, is why did you, Dafka, look for this Havdalah candle? Why didn't you just take another candle and attach it to the candle that you have and have your multi-wick candle that way? Okay, so that's the halacha. We do look for an avuka. We look for a multi-wick candle to make Havdalah. Havdalah, mitzvah minamucha, to use an avuka. Fine. Now, we continue. He makes Havdalah. Pasach v'yama, Rava says Havdalah, and he says the following. Hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol, benor l'choshech, ben jol l'amin, ben yom ha'shil l'sheshes imi'amaseh, which hopefully sounds familiar to everybody, because that's exactly the Havdalah that we do. And then he said, Baruch ato Hashem, Hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol. Fine. So there were four expressions of Havdalah over here. Number one, Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. Number two, ben Or L'choshech. First one is, he separates, HaKodesh Baruch Hu separates from Kodesh to Chol, from holiness to regular mundane things. Ben Or L'choshech, between light and day. The third one was ben Yisrael Amin, between the Jewish people and all the other nations. And the fourth one is ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheshes Me'amaseh. He separates Shabbos from the other days of the week. So there are four Lashonos over here of Havdalah. So, again, Rabbi Yaakov Baravi hears this. Amalei, he says to him, Lomaloch Kulihai, why so many Lashonos of Havdalah? Why did you mention four things over here? After all, isn't the halacha of Amar of Yud Amar Rav, all you have to say in the Havdalah to be Yotzi is, Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. So, that is it. So, why did you say all of these other things? Zu, he had the also, Sher Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. This was what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said. This is what the great holy Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the great Rabbi, this was his Havdalah. Why did you add all this extra stuff? Albeit we added as well. He asked Rava, how come you're adding all these extra words? So, Amalei, so Rava tells Rabbi Yaakov Rava, Ano, Kehosrili. You're right. Rabbi said it's adequate to just do Hamadu bin Kodesh L'chol. However, I follow the following. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Oshaya that when a person says these Havdalos, he should say three or seven. This is the way the Tosfos understand this. Hapoches, if you're going to do less, lo yivchos mishalosh, say at least three lishonos of Havdalah. And if you're going to do more, vamosif, lo yosef al sheba. You shouldn't do more than seven. Tosfos understands this. Tosfos on the next page, on Daf Kuf Dalet Omud Aleph, and Tosfos says at the top, Tosfos over there, Umistama, O Gimel, O Zion Tiknu. It's either three or seven, not between three and seven. So Rava explained, I follow this opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, that you make either three or seven. That's a problem. The Gemara says, Amar Le, Rabbi Yaakov Rava says back to Rava, we turn to Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, Amar Lo Tlos Amar, Lo Shev Amar. You did four. You didn't do three. You didn't do seven. As Tosfos explained, it's not between three and seven. You either do three or you do seven. And you did four. So what's going on? So Rava answers, Amalei, Ibra, you're right. Ibra is a lashon of emes, the Rashbam says. You're 100% correct. But you're wrong. He says, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheshes Me'amaseh is Me'ein Chasimahi. He says, this four lashonas that I said, the last one was, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheshes Me'amaseh, that was number four, right? The first one was Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, second one was Ben Or L'choshech, the third one was Ben Yisrael L'amim, and the fourth one that I said, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheshes Me'amaseh, that's not the fourth one. That is Me'ein HaChasimahi. So that is considered part of the conclusion of the bracha. So I only said three Havdalos. So Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheshes Me'amaseh is Me'ein HaChasimahi, and therefore I only said three Havdalos, and then I concluded, and before I make the final bracha, you have to bring in something about the Chasima, something about the final bracha. So that's why I said, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheshes Me'amaseh, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. And this is based upon V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is based upon Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamavdil, when you do the benching, Tzarech Shomar Me'ein Chasima Somuch L'Chasimoso, that you must say something that's going to end off the Chasima of the Bracha. You must say something about that Chasima right before the actual Baruch Ato Hashem Chasima part. So therefore, I said, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'sheshes Me'amaseh, right before Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. So therefore, it's Me'ein HaChasima. And that's in accord with what Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. Hamavdu Tzarech Shiyomar Me'ein HaChasima Somel Chasima. So, however, in Pumbedisa, they had it a little bit differently. Umipumbedisoi Amri, they said, Me'ein Pesichason Somel Chasima. You have to go back and recount something that you said up front, right before you do the Chasima. Nu, what's the difference? What's the nafkamina between these two? Might be Nahu. So Gemara says, Ikabe Nahu, Yom Tov Shechol Yosach HaShabbos. When you have Yontif on Sunday, in that situation, how do we end off? The bracha that we end off then is, Bracha Toshem HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. So now, that chasima, you can't say, Me'ena chasima right before it, of Yom HaShil HaShesis Mi'amase, because that's not Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. So, if the nafkamina is, you have to have Me'ena chasima, or from the Pesicha, from the start, there's a huge nafkamina when Sunday is Yontif. Since you're ending off Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, so if you say that you have to conclude with something from the Pesicha, from the opening of the Bracha, right before the close, so then then you don't have to add those additional words to show that there's a difference between the higher Kedusha of Shabbos and the somewhat lower Kedusha of Yom Tov. But but if you're ending off something right before the chasima, has to be something that relates to the chasima, so then you must say, and that's the nusuch that we have, we paskin like this, and that's why when we say the Abdullah from Matzi Shabbos to Sunday Yontif, we say these extra words, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Yontif, Yudalta, so you have Ne'ena Chasima, when you're going to end off with the Chasima, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh, Le Kodesh. This concludes today's shir.